What's going on, guys? Anthony here. Quick message today. I'm a big fan of brands that don't have internal blogs, even external blogs, productive social media pages, what else? Maybe even like a YouTube show, external content at a high level. I'm a big fan if a brand doesn't have these variables and they notice, right? And when I say they, I'm talking leaders, right? I'm talking HR leaders, VP of people, people operations, whatever the case is going to be, where the main leader is interacting with employees on a day-to-day basis. They are getting to know each and every employee at a personal and professional level. I'm big fans when these individuals are engaging with these employees, understanding what these employees want, and understanding about what these employees are interested in, and allowing them to test out those interests in real time with the company and the brand. So this is what I mean, right? I think a lot of brands are afraid. I think a lot of brands are hesitant to test the waters in a lot of different areas of business and bring their employees into that fold. Now, the reason, I'm not sure, right? It could be a number of reasons. At a macro high level, like a big brand, it could be, you know, their stock could plummet. There could be, you know, board of directors and a lot of different politics. But let's talk about areas of business that I'm really big on and areas of business that this podcast is really geared towards. We're talking smaller brands, right? 300 employees, 250, 100, 75, 30. There's really, in my opinion, no reason to be afraid to test, be afraid to try new things, be afraid to put information, content, video, podcasts, blogs out to the world, sharing your perspectives and your narratives on certain topics and industries to try to gain more attention, to try to have, try to get a grip on the marketplace, if you will, right? And I'm a big fan when you let your employees that are interested in those aspects at a macro level to jump into those spaces and test things out and help the brand get off the ground with their video, with their blogs, with all the other content that can be rolled out. I'm a big fan of this. And so practically speaking, I guess the tip that I'm trying to give and what I'm trying to exactly say is if Sally or Andrew or Derek or Bob, names that I often use, if they have always had an interest and a passion for blog writing, journaling, or they consistently had a passion around vlogging or YouTube shows or videos or podcasts. Like they had these interests, right? Instead of potentially either A, shutting down that inspiration because they want to do it at a higher level, but you don't allow them to do it with your brand, or B, if they are actually good at it, and they want to move on to another brand or do it solo, instead of those two possibilities occurring, you swallow your pride, you understand the upside that this can bring, and you allow these individuals to test the waters inside the confines of your brand, inside of your business. Because as we're moving into 2020, everyone knows a podcast is a good thing. Everyone knows a great blog is a good thing. Everyone knows an amazing LinkedIn profile, an amazing LinkedIn engagement, an amazing LinkedIn strategy is a good thing. Everyone knows that TikTok may be the next Instagram. Everyone knows a great Instagram strategy is a good thing. And so if your employees have core interests and perspectives around these, I don't think it's wrong, or I don't think it's rude, or I don't think it's a bad idea, or I don't think it's out of the box to try to bring these individuals into the fold, allow them to test and experiment. Now, I wouldn't let them test and experiment with no guidance or no structure or no set rules in place, but I definitely would allow them to figure out different ways to build that out internally so that, again, A, if you just, let's just say, and I always say this, let's just say you're not a good guy or gal and you're not doing this because you see internally this is going to have them get excited, more engaged, and just fucking pumped up. Let's just say you don't care about those variables. Let's just say you're focused on business. At a very simple business level, let's just say Sally actually is good. Like she is doing the blogging on her own. She has a podcast outside of the brand. She's doing vlogging outside of the brand. She's doing LinkedIn and Instagram strategy outside of the brand, right? But she's not doing that for your particular brand. Let's say that's what she's doing. Instead of her leaving and testing those skills at another brand, or leaving altogether and going into the independent entrepreneurship world, your job as a founder, your job as a CEO, your job as an LED specialist, your job as the HR director, your job as a VP of people is to retain. And so here's a strategy to retain. You bring her into the fold. You explain to her that you have noticed her skills and her passions and her desires to create amazing podcast content, create amazing video content, create amazing blogs, and you allow her to do so and create those platforms, create those capabilities internally in your brand. Because A, you don't have it anyway, and you're not doing it. And the last time I checked in 2020, it's a good idea to have these things out into the world. It can generate business, it can have good PR, it can create great long tail brand for yourself. And so it's just a good idea. And then on top of it, and it's a bonus, you now retain that talent. You now retain that information. You now learn in the process of watching her learn, right? You're now picking up on all the data and all the context. So if for whatever reason she doesn't stay with your brand for 20 years, which probably won't happen, you have now watched someone execute at a simple and high level over the last 18 months of how to create a blog internally, create a podcast, create a video page, create a video show, whatever the case is going to be. And now you can bring someone into the fold and do so and duplicate what you saw her do. But instead, what I'm seeing here is a lot of brands, number one, are just afraid to jump into these new mediums. And then number two, they're afraid to bring in the employees, like bring the employees into the fold, allow the employees to test and do different things to show that they could actually produce at a high level. For me, you already know my style. I just think it's the right human being thing to do. Like if I know that Andrew loves podcasts and I know that Andrew loves blogs, why wouldn't I let him give it a shot? Why wouldn't I spend a little bit of time and a little bit of money to bring in someone externally to maybe help him and coach him through the process to get his holding and get his feet and get his footing and then allow him to take it over eventually? I'm just a big fan of these things. I'm a big fan of when you notice you don't have certain divisions or certain pillars or certain concepts or certain aspects of your brand currently, I'm a big fan of looking internally inside of your team and figuring out which two or three or four people genuinely want to take over those responsibilities or genuinely have a passion in those areas and giving them the first crack, giving them the first shot at producing that podcast or producing that content or doing whatever that division is going to be. I'm just a big fan of it. And this can be anything. It doesn't just have to be content. This can be jumping into a new area of partnerships. This can be creating a new product overall. I'm just a big fan of reversing and going back into your brand, going back into the people that have all the context and seeing what ideas they have and allowing them to test those ideas with a bit of structure, with a bit of what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I mean, I guess structure would be the best word. Like, because I think when a lot of people hear my content, they're assuming that I just let people just do whatever they want to do and whatever sticks, sticks, and whatever doesn't, doesn't. I'm not a big fan of that because at the end of the day, the way that life works today, everyone can see everything. So I'm not a big fan of just doing whatever. But with structure, with patience, with some creativity, I am a big fan of allowing your 7, your 12, your 14 employees that have been with the brand for a while, that have shown that they genuinely enjoy and have a love and a passion for the brand, and allowing them to test some new ideas out in these mediums that they have a true passion in. And then eventually, let them take over that division of the brand if you don't already have someone doing that division. So I'm just a big fan of those variables. Just wanted to share my insights and my thoughts and my perspectives. New interviews coming soon. I have about 4 or 5 interviews with some amazing entrepreneurs, actually, and then also some amazing HR leaders as well. I know there's been a lot of solo content from me as of late. I know you guys are probably tired of hearing my voice, but some great new content is on the way. So please, if you guys don't get anything from today's episode, get this. Allow your people to test in areas of the brand that they are genuinely interested outside of the brand, right? So if someone loves podcasting and video content and vlogging, like in their personal life. I allow them to test it in their professional life with structure, because I believe it will increase retention. I believe it will increase in overall engagement. I believe it will increase overall happiness. I believe it will increase overall innovation for the brand. And as I always say, I just believe it's a good human being thing to do. Thanks so much.